Started Daily Torah in Northwest London, 8th of Adar Sheni, 11th of March. Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman Shlita, Parsha Zocha. This week's Torah has been sponsored by the Simchas of Bar Mitzvah Shel, Binyamin Ben Tzvi Ebet, Neri Yoy, Yerotin Shizka, Herov Zkinov, Lerov Macha, Simen, and Mekam Tzeich, Alatzehem, Rufur Shlei Mishel, Shraga Ben Tzalawi, Neri Yoy, Shigizkel Rufur Shlei Mabukor, Besosh Or Chulei Yisrael, Omein.
Amen. We prepare for the Yom Tov of Purim. We have the Kriya of Pasha Shkolim and now Pasha Zochar Mi'at Hashem tomorrow. It seemed appropriate to touch on the topic of Zochar a little bit and its relevance to Purim. It's sometimes seen as a little bit of an aside. Kilu, Purim was Klal Yisrael was in Tzoros and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved him. It was a Nerudig, a Simcha, the Simcha of the Yeshua. And that's Takish Shoshanis Yaakov Tzholov Somecha Bereisim Yachat Chedis Morlechai, the tremendous simcha of the Nitzachon of the Yeshua Purim. Amalek, yeah, I mean, this Homom of Ben Amdoso Agogi, and he was from Amalek, so we made a punkt that, but it was almost a sideline. It's a good time to talk about Amalek. If you have a big shtick of the Torah on Amalek, it's a good time to say it. But it doesn't seem like he's so distinct, like fundamental. True, there's a career, but when one looks at the sugya, Gemara Megillah's mavur, that the Megillah is not punkt something that has to do with Amalek. It is a ksiva, a discussion of Mechias Amalek. Esther came to the Chacham and she said, "Kosuni l'deiris, v'uni l'deiris." She wants to have a Yom Tov that's kavua and becomes part of the Seder of Klal Yisrael. She wants to be written in Torah Baal Peh. And the Chachamim went sure. The Pasuk says, Shlema Melech says, that Melchemes Amalek is to be written three times. And it's already had it three times. Because it's there in Beshalach, it's there in Kiseitze, we have it in Shmuel, with the Shaul and Amalek. So there can't be a fourth time. Megillas Esther can't be written. So it's a very special story, Megillas Esther. Beautiful. No, but you can't write a Melchemes Amalek a fourth time. It can't have a mokim. And the Teretz is k'soiv zois zikorim b'sefer k'soiv zois is not just b'shalach it's kiseite as well. So k'soiv zois refers to both in Chumash. Zikorim then the second time refers to Nevi'im. That's in Shmuel. And where's the third time? Ah, there must be a third time in Ksuvim. There's a raya that you can write Megillas Esther. Which means, the Gemara is saying that the whole of Megillas Esther is a discussion of Mechias Amalek. Just as the Haftarah. Tomorrow's Haftarah of Shaul is a discussion of Mechias Amalek. So too, does Megillas Esther. Does is Megillas Esther. And if that's what Megillas Esther is, then that's what the whole Purim is. Because right at the beginning of Megillah, we have the Gemara that talks about the Pasuk, Vayomim o'ele nizkorim v'nasim. And the Gemara says two things, there's nizkorim and there's nasim. Nizkorim v'nasim means nizkorim kriyas ha-megillah. Nasim is the other mitzvah of Purim. And there's a hekush that equates them and tells them one is shaykh to the other. Nizkorim v'nasim. First there's a nizkorim and then there's a nasim. And so the Sfasemesh state though, that the void of Purim has two stages. Stage one is Zechiris Maase Amalek. Yomim Eile Nizkorim. How do you know Nizkorim means actually to read it? Because we learn it out from Zocher, from Zechiris Maase Amalek, the Gemara says later. So you've got the Esek of Zechiras Amalek, and Mikayach that you get an Asiyah. And they're connected. There's a Seder. Because if you've got Shiloh where the Pasha Zocher comes before Purim, or Purim comes after Pasha Zocher, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. How does Rav know that it has to be before Purim? Pasha Zohar always comes before Purim. There's a Havman of Shabbos Nisht. Why does it come? Because Nizkorim and Nasim, Lahaktim, Zechira, Lasir. Now, whenever you put one thing before the other, why do you put one thing before the other? It's because you can't get to the second without having reached the first. So clearly, the first is the beginning, is the introduction, is the way into the second. Through the Nizkorim, we have a Nasim. If there's a good Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a successful Kriyas HaMegillah, we have a good Zechiras, Amalek, the good Zeichan, good understanding of what it means to be zoicha, the mice of Amalek, to be marigish, the sinner to Amalek, to sense that it's either them or us, and how we can overcome Amalek, then you have a good Purim. The rest of the Purim is just expressing that Niskorim in Maisa. What that means, it's taka, something that needs its bonus, but it's a wonderful year because you get a whole week between Pasha Zohar and Purim, time to think about what Amalek represents and then how we can overcome Amalek and the challenges that in our lives, where we find Amalek, and maybe therefore something about the Avodah Purim that can help us overcome Amalek. Where do we start? There's such a the Torah is so strong against Amalek. Timcha zeich Amalek mitachas hashamayim loisishkoch. Mamash, you have to get rid of every mash, obliterate the zeicher of Amalek. No memory whatsoever of Amalek. What is it about Amalek that's so shocking? I never shared this well before. Gevaldigavot. I think it brings out in the Kuda. There's a pasuk at the end of Matos where it talks about the cities that Shevet Reuven took over, Navoi, and various other cities. And about those cities, the pasuk says, Musabois Shem. Baal Ma'oin, Musabois Shem. They switch, Musabois actually means to turn, like a Yasev. They turned the names, Musabois Shem. The list of cities, Musabois Shem, Ve'es Sivmo. And Sivmo. What do you mean, and Sivmo? So it sounds like, heard the pasuk saying, I say, there are a whole bunch of cities that they conquered, and they changed their names. Ve'es Sivmo. And then they conquered Sivmo, but they didn't change the name of Sivmo. Mama Shmos, what is that telling us? What? Who cares whether they did change the name? They didn't change the name, just the Pesukim Chumash. An extra word. So Rashi says the Musabi Shem means that these places have names of Avodah Zarah. And then they change the names. And they change them from Avodah Zarah to names of Kedusha. Right, so what's the Mashmos? And that was all those cities, but not Sivmo. Someone said from Rish Shapiro Zichatzadik Livracha, I said, these places of Avodah Zarah, these temples of Avodah Zarah, these mekomos of Tumah, had an amkus to them. And the Uvdei Avodah Zarah understood the keichus and the bria, and they sensed the energy in a specific place, and they took all that keich and they directed it to Avodah Zarah. And when they called a specific place a name, a shame, it actually was a definition of what was going on there. And they had taken this particular Kerch of the Bria and utilized it and directed it and tuned it into Avodah Zarah Rachman. When Klal Yisrael took over those cities, they could have just wiped it out and finished it, but they wanted to do better than that. They took the very Kerch that the Huvdei Avodah Zarah had been using Lera and they used it, the Toiv Musabois. They turned the same energy l'toivah, Musabi Shem. They gave it also a shame, very similar to the shame Avodah Zarah, because it was the same koyach, but utilized l'kedusha. That was the Avodah of Klal Yisrael when they took over the city. But there was one city that was so challenging, that got back to such basic yisoidus d'gekoyches in the Bria, and had been mechuvan l'Avodah Zarah, the Klal Yisrael, as much as they tried, couldn't be masakin these keichas entirely. If they could have, it would be Yimaisa Mashiach already. Because you'd have taken all the keichas hara and switched to the tova. They couldn't do that. So they're gone. There are four elementary keichas of ra. Four very, very basic keichas that are the roots of all other nekudos of ra, all other midos rois. And those four, if they masakin that, then there's no ra anymore. They couldn't. What are the four? So they're be'etzim four destructive, damaging forces. And although they're keichas and midas, but they have a physical expression as well. So if the Mishnah says, arba ovis nezikin, although the Mishnah is a Mishnah nezokin, as mashmos la'alocha, but it's also merames to the shirish of all the keichas around in the brain. All of the four keichas. Shur, bur mava heva. Shur is one keich, bur is another, mavah. What's shur? Shur is an ox that gores. Bur, Where is the pit? Someone digs a hole, someone else falls in. Mavet. Mavet. Shein letzer is the kerech of achila. And hever is ish. Shur, bur, mavet, hever. What do they represent? So the obvious is, what are the three kechas harabar and mitzias adam and oilam? Kina, taiva, va'akovet. Pasha, those three are mamash, destructive forces. And you think about the kerech of shur. What is the kerech of shur? The negicha of a shur. What's it doing? The Gemara describes shur, the keren, as kavanosei lahazik. His intent is destruction. Get that person or that thing out of the way. Abiyene nisht. And kerech salefesh, what does that remind us of? Kina. Because kina is not the chemda of wanting somebody else's property. It's another issue. It's called chemda. Kina is jealousy. Kina is a sense that if Yenem's matzliach, then I have no cue. They tell the famous story about the Grisa Bal Kina, a terrible middle of Kina. And everybody knew about it, everybody teased him about it. And one day, him and another friend of his were busy doing a project for the king. When they finished, he came to the king, and the king said, I'm going to reward you greatly. He said, you did really well. I must say, though, your friend did even better than you did. Sure, you can imagine the kinner was Nasira, both in Aram. And the king said, but you did so well that I don't feel I can put a price on what you did. I want you to choose what you want me to pay you. Stelzach for, as I'm an opportunity. Whatever he wants, he can get. He can ask for a house, he can ask for a car, he can ask for a mansion, he can ask for a huge plot of land. And as he's finishing, the king says, but by the way, whatever you get, he gets double. Give me 3 days to think it over. After 3 days, he comes back, and what does he say? Please poke out one of my eyes. Because nothing else would be worth it. Whatever he gets, the chiyan is going to get doubled. So that's kina. Kina means abiyan and nisht. Abiyan and nisht. Terrible myth. That's sure. Taiva is that desire for pleasure to eat. And that's mavet. Very straightforward. Shen. Yeah, there's a pleasure in it, and people who seek pleasures, they fall for taiva, and that becomes the kerech hamashchis in the chayim, mitzvah sodom and oilom. Kovod is a really interesting thing, because you can have taiva when a person's on his own. He can be alone in a hotel room, and he can have hazamit taiva and stuff himself, whatever. So, all sorts of taiva. So a person can be mamala by himself. That's taiva. Kina, a person can be very involved in kina when the other person doesn't even know that he's a mekana. It can also be happening on his own. Oh, but kavod needs people, doesn't it? Kavod is the desire that other people should serve him, should praise him, should be excited by him. He wants to impress other people. He needs other people. In fact, instead of seeing other people as an entity in their own right, he sees other people just as a chetimtza to build him up. Ish, the kerech destruction, the kerech mashchis of ish, is that it takes everything else and turns it into itself. Right? You can't have ish without fuel. The ish is keneged the kerech of kovod. Shur, mava, hever. But we missed one out. Missed our bur. This is bur. Here the answer is an interesting thing. It's a dova omek ma'od. The Rebbeinu made a mitzvah. He made this world as reality. And the reality has meaning and has parameters and has koichis that you can access and use. And sometimes they can be good and sometimes they're not so good, right? Kinatav and Kovod are examples of where reality is misleading us. Right? Either threatens us and there's shur or there's kinat. Mavet, hever. Sometimes the nisoyen is not how we use reality. It's whether we face reality. It's creating a sense of kiyum that has no emes. It's living a life of sheker. It's fabricating stories and creating impressions and sensing life in a way that isn't real. Today, Baruch Hashem, but today the nisayon of this sugya is so great, it's so powerful, it's so real. Today they describe it themselves as a virtual reality. when a person really is living in a state of complete and utter heaven, right? And there's something over his eyes, and the game is so real, the experience is so powerful, that he feels like he's walking off the edge of a plank and there's nothing there. He's on the, you know, but he sees it so real. You can go to a 3D movie, you can have experience it, but there's nothing there. M says there's nothing there. So much of what involves people is games. There's a certain use in a game. A game can be a very powerful way to relax. And sometimes people are so stressed and so involved in doing things that they can't relate to each other. So they have to let go and they play a game together. And sometimes it's a very, very useful tool in being able to relax and to connect. It's because the day-to-day life is so real and so mechayev that they can't let go, they can't let go, they can't relate. So they sit and play a game. It's great. It's a wonderful use of it, of that koyach. But the koyach be'etzem is to leave reality and enter a world that isn't real. Right? A game isn't real. There's nothing happened. Nothing happened. There may be 500,000 people screaming and cheering, but nothing happened. A ball went into a net. It did hit the wicket. It didn't hit the wicket. It is a shum mashmos in reality, in essential reality, in objective reality. Absolutely nothing happened. They were so excited because we set up. And you take kids and you watch them playing a game and it's Monopoly. You say, mamash, kolonim kule. It's mamash like this is going to be. There's a yes hotel, nish hotel. You landed on my spot. You didn't pay, you didn't pay. Enough, come in, das sind nicht Geld, das sind nicht Stiben, das sind nicht Gäste, Sigons, there's no streets, there's no houses, there's nothing. The money isn't real, the whole thing's just baloney. You could say in real life, the houses aren't that real, and the streets aren't that real, the money, but they are. They are, because the rent from those houses in real life can be used for stock. There's something real there. It's an Isayan, someone can take a person to all sorts of places. But at least it's real. At least it's in Olam Haz, at least it's real. A game has no reality. It's a virtual reality that we've created. We set up the rules and then don't be a sore loser, but it's hard. It's a challenge. It's real. People take it. Yeah. That's Metzius called Boer, says the Gaon. A Boer hasn't created anything new. You haven't added anything new, you haven't built any walls. You just made a hole. But it's this new space. Also, you sense a new reality. You've created a reality out of nothing. That's Boer. It's escapism. When a person enjoys reading a novel or watching a film that doesn't exist, during that time, he has ceased to exist. He's not kayam, he's not in touch with reality. It can be useful, and he can sometimes get a message through to the emotions that a person can't get through otherwise. There are uses for it. Sometimes it's a way maybe of relaxing. But there's tremendous danger because you're stepping out of reality when you open that book. We all know the experience. I hope it's not just me. Of reading a book and getting lost in. Which word cannot coexist? Almost can't coexist when a person is reading a good novel or watching a film lately. Achrayus. Achrayus. You can't really be achrayus. You can't truly be responsible. And when you do feel achrayus in the middle, it's like this battle of like trying to draw you out of where you're really, it's so comfortable. And that voice is like, and hopefully it gets loud enough to draw you out of, but while you're in that, it's pashut why? Because achrayus is the voice of reality. And the experience I'm having is escaping reality. That's the koyach of boir, of EQ. Of not of something that isn't real. That's the boir. Shur is keren, is kina. Boir is the koyach of non-reality. I don't want to give it its Lashon HaKodesh name yet, because it's a word that we associate with other. It's not, but it's the irreality that's boir. Mave is taiva, and heva is kovet. So the Gaon, Versteitzach, that this is the Rosh HaTevis of this city, Sivmov, Shur, Bur, Mava, Heva. And that's why, because it was the Shor She'ara, Klal Yisrael couldn't yet be massacring it, they weren't able to. Had they been able to, then if there's no Shur, Bur, Mava, Heva anymore in the Bria, if it's all connected to Kedusha, then else is good, and the world has gone back. The tikkun in this, that's your Meisam Mashiach, Mitz Hashem, Takavis Shtein Yecheskel. So they go on, because there's a pasuk of Hashem Shama, the Rebbein Shem will be Hashem Shema, there'll be a Shem, Yerushalayim will be called Shin Mem Hei. Ah, then it'll be good. The Shur, Mava Heva will be Mesukun, La'asid Lavoi, and the tikkun will be that in Yerushalayim, all of those keiches, kina, taiva, and kovind will only exist L'toiv. They'll all be used and directed to help you get closer to what happened to the bow. So the Gaon, the bow was imatzius, was bitul hamatzius, was hefkerus and hafkas chiyuv. That has no mokim in the osit in Yumei Samashiach, because Yumei Samashiach is all about kiyum, all about tchias hamesim and chayim, and right, a life that is truly in touch with reality. So Yumei Samashiach, they can't be a bur. The tikkun of the bur is that it's been filled up and finished. There is no bur anymore. No mokim for a tikkun of that. That's the goal. Okay. Shur bur, heva. Shur mava heva. Tikkun bur. The tikkun of bur is the bittul of bur. The nusach in Lashon HaKodesh want to describe this koyach is leitonus. The koyach of leitzonus is the koyach to be mafkia chiyuv, to not have to face the seriousness of reality. How a person makes leitzonus changes miadam laadam, different opportunities, different situations, but whenever things get heavy, whenever people feel chiyuv and they're uncomfortable with it, there's all sorts of reactions that allow a person to enter a world that isn't as real, isn't as mechayv. You can make a joke. A joke can be litzonus. It doesn't have to be litzonus. But if a joke is being used to escape chiyuv, then a joke is litzonus. And then it doesn't have to be a joke. It can just be a witty comment or just a word of zilzul. Litzonus is the ability to be mezalzel, to make something less choshev. When something is less choshev, it's not mechayv. It's not mechayv, it's great. So somebody says something serious and then the late just... Until someone said over, he gave a very powerful shmuz. And somebody said to him afterwards, wow, that was a knockout. That shmuz, I don't think anybody could not be affected by that shmuz. So, I can get rid of that shmuz in 2 seconds. So he said, what do you mean? He said, all it takes is, ha. 2 seconds. So, the whole shmuz is gone. That's Mesil Sesharim, because Leitzonus Achas Toicha Meo Toichochos. Toichochos. A Toichocha that's Mechaya of a person. What is Toichocha? Mesil Sesharim makes us face the truth, the reality. It's Moichiach. Things are, Moichiach means it proves. It makes you recognize that this is what reality really is. When we sense that, then we become Mechuyev. Leitzonus Achas Toicha Meo Toichochos. And again, it doesn't have to be a joke. It can be a comment. It can be changing the topic. But Shapiro was always disturbed when something serious had just happened. Something serious, something behemoth that Chmon Litzlan, at the time it was a bus bombing of Chmon Litzlan. And Be'etim, when a person hears that a terrorist has blown up a bus and people have been killed, people have been injured, what sort of response is appropriate? Oder Shtika, Oder Tshuva. Either, wow, rakachti musa, there's a sense of pachat, so either you just vayidoim, or you're misaira that the Rebbe was talking to me, how am I going to respond? And instead, there's an interview of what did you see, and what's all that talking about? It's, let's talk about something but the chiyuv and the pachat of that matzav. And that's all that's honest. That's all part of that reality that isn't quite real. A sense of escapism that takes us away from a world that faces reality and lives with the time and the pleasure of living with reality, not the time of escapism. And it doesn't even have to be a game. It can be anything that's a distraction. Anything that takes us away from... And what's real? A screen can almost always do that to us, somehow. Distract us, and things are not machayev. You don't even need a film, it's a fascinating thing. Just somehow we just get onachrais. And that koyach is a koyach that is imetzius. If it's imetzius, then it can't have a tikkun. It can't have a tikkun. The loss of love, it's got bottle. Leitzonus is rabbe etzem. If it's rabbe etzem, it has a bittle. And of course, the obvious kasha is, what about the Gemara that says, kol etzenusa hasira levam and etzenusa davidazora? I went over and I asked him afterwards. He was not impressed. You should be able to work out the answer on your own. Took me a good few hours, but suddenly clicked that night. What sort of kasha? I'm asking the kasha. Perhaps it's best defined in the words of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner, when he talks about these koichas, about facing reality or avoiding reality, he uses the words hillel and chillel. Hillel means to praise, to be machshiv, to take seriously, to give meaning. All the sugyas of kavod, which are kavod, which people so dislike today. What's the dirtiest word that you can describe somebody as? He's heavy. Oh, kavod. Oh no. Oh no. Just don't be heavy. Just give me space, right? Just. But kavod be'etzem is, if a person's real, if a person's facing emes and living with the time of kium, of really being alive, then kavod gives him metzias. And hillel makes something muhulul, something choshev. But the opposite of hillel is chillel, making something empty. They're taking the seriousness and meaning and strength and value out of everything. Let's not talk about values. Let's talk about things. Even better, let's talk about people. Most talking about people is a ma'aseh chillel. To put them down. To take out the devalue things. Hillel versus chillel. The yetzer of leitzonus is the yetzer of chillel, of i-chashivus. Right? It's negating instead of creating. What happens if I negate negativity? You can't be driven by the tonus to negate negativity, because that's positive. If you want to negate, then you want to have negativity. You want avodah zara. So letzanusa avodah zara is muteris, because it's using the power of negativity to negate that which isn't, and gets you back to reality. You're driven by hillel, not by chillel. So that's why real leitzonus, as the middah of leitzonus, of the rotzen to negate, that doesn't have any kium in this brim. Lasid lavoi, all the umas ha'olam will have a place in this world. However involved they were in kinna, in taiva, or in kovid, they have a mokim. They'll be utilized, l'kedusha. Those who remain will be those who are shaykh to utilize in their koichas to help Klal Yisrael and to megalak v'chamayim. But Amalek, who's shaykh to leitzonus, who's shared to ikium, to imetzius, they can't have a mokum. Shem Shoma, the base has no kium, lasid lavoi, and that's why achrisoi ade oved, there's a mechir of Amalek, timches ich Amalek tachs Hashemayim. And so long as Amalek is kayim, you cannot have Shem Hashem here. You can have Yud Kei, but you can't have the Vavki, which is in this world, because this world, we have the escape from the Borei Olam. So, Avodah Purim, the kriya of the Megillah, is to get away from the mikra that Haman brings into the world. The world is not mechayev because it's not from the, it's punkt. That's one, clearly in the Megillah, it's all about the focus of seeing that the Borei Olam runs things even when it's Hester. The avoidance of Yira, that is so much part and parcel of what Amalek is, the lo yore elikim, the lo yore elikim of Amalek. And therefore, even if Sambatir is Sachas, he'll jump in, because better to be burnt than to be chayv. Better to be burnt than to be chayv. And the nituk of the guf, a guf that can't be mechubah to Kedusha, the keri of Amalek, if we can take this schira of knowing the Rebbein Shem is with us all the time, that koyach b'emes is the schira that brings to the whole tikkun of Adam, and you start noticing other people's reality, Tanas Davyonim, and when a person gets in touch with reality, Ein lecha simcha gedolah mizu, shebizeich etaki, to a freilich and purim, and to see the end and the mechir, finally, of Amon. Amen.